Lots of enthusiasm for Professor Keith Alexander. And some very funny stories about his trampolines that I will tell you about later. Somebody says, well done. Sarcasm is not dead. You got through a 10-minute interview with scientist Ruth Mottram without her telling you that the Greenland reports for 2016 to 17 and 2017 to 18 said the ice was advancing. Well, it was 18 minutes, that interview, actually. And I don't know what you're referring to. NASA's Ocean Melting Greenland Project says that Greenland's biggest glacier, the Jakobshavn Glacier, is growing at its edge thanks to relatively cool ocean waters at its base, which has reversed the glacier's 20-year trend of thinning and retreating. But the whole Greenland ice sheet is still losing lots and lots of ice, and Jakobshavn drains only about 7% of the entire ice sheet. So even if it were growing robustly, mass loss from the rest of the ice sheet would outweigh its slight expansion. If you have other information, feel free to let me know. But that's all I can find about any reports that Greenland's glaciers are growing. Oh, my 1965 Renault Dauphine has a switch on the steering. We're talking about car horns, right? I suggested we need a range of emotions expressed by car horns. Renault Dauphine has a switch on the steering column that you can switch for a town beep or a country beep. I'm intrigued to know what the difference would be, but I'm imagining now. So somebody texted to say, getting the teeth looking right is still a problem. And I thought they were talking about Tangaroa Walker, because he and I were talking about his teeth that all fell out, or the front ones fell out, or were knocked out more accurately during a rugby game. But no, they were talking about the identification of fakes. You can tell by the teeth is the implication. Thank you for that. Loads and loads of love for Mr. Walker, by the way. Somebody said, I'm not normally a fan of cursing on my sacred RNZ, but he was an exception. So he got a free pass for swearing even. So charming was he. And in fact, a lot of respect for my idea about the horns expressing emotion. I've always wanted this. Imagine if your car horn could communicate, this is a text, by the way, not me banging on, could communicate, stop following so close, your car stinks, and stop, you have a problem with your car, and more.